Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report, and this is the Legal and Medical Report with Dr. Lee for America, Major Mike Gary, and Attorney Anna Toledo, who has quite a story to share with us. Attorney Toledo is a targeted individual. For those of you who don't know what that is, you're going to hear a lot more about that in the course of today's show. And actually, some of you listening may be targeted individuals and you may not even know about it. And she's going to explain what we mean by that, what are some of the signs of being targeted, and what are some of the things that you can do to help mitigate the damage. Now, this refers in part, there are a number of mechanisms and nefarious tools by which our government agencies have actually developed ways of targeting individuals. But if we go back to the beginning of this situation, it was first identified as something occurring in the United States embassies in Moscow and Havana, Cuba, many years ago, and led to the name Havana Syndrome, where the communist Soviets were using microwave radiation beamed at our embassies to cause medical problems in the employees working in the embassies. Now, we've done a number of programs about Havana Syndrome, electromagnetic and EMF radiation impact, and that the whole spectrum of microwave, radio waves, and electromagnetic radiation includes 5G, 3G, 4G, 5G radiation as well. These are forms of non-ionizing radiation, different from ionizing radiation, such as in medical procedures or from exposure to excessive sunlight radiation. One of the things that people need to understand is that even though non-ionizing electromagnetic radiation does not have the same thermal effects that we see with ionizing radiation, EMF, microwave, radio wave radiation actually can cause far more widespread medical consequences for the human body than the manufacturers of cell phones and wireless technology and all of the other convenience technologies that we are programmed to use and have become so dependent upon. There actually are documents going back to 1976 by the Defense Intelligence Agency, which Truth for Health Foundation has posted on our website under 5G and Your Health. And that 1976 Defense Intelligence Agency document actually lists the known medical effects on all body systems. And it was classified for many years. And when it was finally declassified and made open source, we have now put that on our website for people to see. That also ties into documents from more than 10 years ago that we have also posted that list guidelines from Austria and other European countries who reviewed the medical consequences of EMF radiation and treatment options. And so this is something that's been known for quite a long time, and yet most Americans are not familiar with it. So the Havana syndrome is the common name that refers to radiation effects, non-ionizing radiation effects on targeted individuals. But it's actually much bigger than that. And here to tell us more about it is attorney Anna Toledo. She was born and raised in Puerto Rico after obtaining a Bachelor of Arts from Columbia College in New York City. Anna went on to pursue a Juris Doctorate from the University of Puerto Rico Law School. So she is a JD attorney from the law school in Puerto Rico and has a Master's of Environmental Law Studies from Vermont Law School. She has quite a broad background. After returning to Puerto Rico, when she finished her specialty training in environmental law, she began working on environmental justice cases involving disenfranchised communities bearing the brunt of pollution damage. In 1999, she filed a class action lawsuit against 11 pharmaceutical companies. We certainly need more of that today. And these were ones that owned and operated a wastewater treatment plant that for 30 years had been an atrocious nuisance to the coastal communities of Barceloneta. It was then that she believes she became a targeted individual. For decades, she went through difficult life events and medical problems, including fake cancer and gallbladder surgeries, without realizing it was all due to being a targeted individual and being the brunt of some of these damaging forms of radiation and other tools. On July 2nd, 2021, Anna received the opinion on a successful citizen suit appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit against the water utility in Puerto Rico. And we will have the citation for that case in our show notes. This reversed the previous chief judge opinion that dismissed the case. Therefore, following that successful reversal of the judge's opinion dismissing the case, she became targeted even more intensely, creating a dangerous health nightmare. A month later was when she discovered what that meant fully to be a targeted individual. In September 2022, Anna left Puerto Rico in one of the last flights before Hurricane Fiona made landfall. Targeted Justice Organization, and their website is targetedjustice.com, airlifted her into safety to come and work with them on a lawsuit to end the targeting of individuals in such punitive and damaging ways by our federal government. On January 11th, 2023, she filed a lawsuit on behalf of Targeted Justice and 17 plaintiffs seeking to bring an end to the human experimentation program that entails the targeting of individuals. Anna Toledo is admitted to the Puerto Rico Supreme Court, United States District Court for the District of Puerto Rico, United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas, and the United States Court of Appeals for the First Circuit. She currently serves on Targeted Justice's Advisory Board. We're honored to have Attorney Toledo with us today, and I'm just grateful for your courage in speaking out, educating the public, filing these lawsuits, and seeking to hold the perpetrators accountable. So, Anna, welcome to the Whistleblower Report. Both Major Gary and I, I'm sure we'll have questions, but we want to give the floor to you to tell us more about what do you mean by targeting and how can people recognize the signs and some of your own experiences. Thank you for joining us.
Thank, Thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for my introduction and for having me here, because my mission right now is to alert people about this program, because obviously targeted individuals that are at a category 3 level, and I'll explain that in a little bit, that get the really big neurostrikes and the very intense organized stalking and the very intense symptoms, well, they know they're targeted. But for over 20 years, I was a targeted individual and I did not know it. And that can be happening to a lot of your listeners because, you know, people, a lot of people, for example, that fought the vaccine initiatives and that are for what's right, what's correct, what's anti-corruption. Whistleblowers are usually, you know, sometimes most of our targeted individuals are whistleblowers. So that it's a whole plethora of people that are have the goodness in their heart and the courage to fight for what's right. And those are the targeted individuals. The definition of a targeted individual is a person that has been chosen by the deep state to participate in this human experimentation program that is a sequel to the infamous MK Ultra that was carried out by the CIA and participating doctors, both, you know, in the United States, Canada, and around the world. And also the FBI COINTELPRO, which many of you can remember, that persecuted people from, you know, Black Panthers, Communist Party. And it was modeled after the Stasi, you know, the Stasi police in Germany. So this targeted individual program, it's an unacknowledged special access program. And that what means, it's also known as a Black Project. What that means is that it is a few echelons above even the president's classified status. So it's very confidential. It's very highly classified. And I believe there's this three, I used to think it was twofold, the purpose of it, but it's really three. The first one is revenge. A lot of people are put in this program as a revenge. I can tell you, I know for a fact, for example, aside from my case, right, that I litigated that case against such powerful big pharma, I have a friend who published a book about this person who was a terrible boss, whatever. 2 weeks later, she started hearing voice to call, which is something that I really wished to talk to you, because it's misconstrued by many as psychosis of schizophrenia. So, you know, the in her case, the correlation was 2 weeks between her publishing the book and her listening to the voices. So one is revenge. Two is deterrent. We have, I don't know if you remember Hunter Biden telling a Chinese businessman that he knew how to hold a grudge for a lifetime. And I am absolutely certain that's what he was referring to the program. Our statistics in targeted justice reflect that per capita, the most people targeted are not the most amount of people, because that's California and Texas because of the sheer population, but it's the most people per capita are targeted in DC, Virginia, Maryland area. And then the third part is the third goal of the program is a human experimentation. And that it goes along the Myers-Briggs 64 types of personality, which is in an effort to determine what it is that makes you break so that they can attain population control of the entire population and their different personalities. Well, they want to know what it is that makes you break, what it is that makes you go on your knees and ultimately kill yourself. So those are the three nefarious goals of this highly illegal program that is primarily administered by the CIA, and it entails directed energy weapons attacks carried out both by CIA and the United States Space Force. The people, most targeted individuals, do have Havana syndrome symptoms, and the name that Dr. Len Baer, who is one of our board members in targeted justice, and he was the first civilian diagnosed with Havana syndrome by Dr. Hoffer in Miami. Well, he has given it the name of non-kinetic brain injury. For those of you interested, he has a tab in the Targeted Justice website where he has a lot of information on this condition. The most important thing is that Havana syndrome is caused, the National Academies of Science, Math and Engineering concluded that its cause is electromagnetic pulsations to the brain. So when you have that coupled with the fact that the CIA admitted in a 60 Minutes program that there is no evidence that the Havana victims that were victims of a foreign nation, they have publicly admitted that there is no sign of a foreign nation having caused the attacks on the people. So who does that leave? Well, that leaves the CIA that was upset about the opening of that. You know, this is my conjecture here, right? Of reopening that embassy in Cuba, in Havana. So there are many, like you mentioned in the beginning, there are many other consequences of being exposed to microwave pulsations, not just the loss of brain mass and brain capacity, but also a lot of people have developed diabetes. Many people have lost their eyesight substantially. And, it's just a complete attack on the body systems for many years. So we're pretty much, targeted individuals are pretty much the guinea pigs in this atrocious program. So there is one very famous, there's two many famous targeted individuals. One of them is Van Morrison. He has a song that is called "I Am a Targeted Individual." You can look it up in YouTube. And Roseanne Barr has openly admitted that she is a targeted individual as well. So one of the atrocious tortures. Here's what our numbers tell us. Our numbers say the following. Two-thirds, this is a hate crime. Two-thirds of targeted individuals are middle-aged women and up. You know, I had a lady, she was 100 years old, that died about 2 months ago. She would see holograms and it was horrible. Then out of those, the totality of targeted individuals, two-thirds are victims of voice to skull, which the formal name is microwave auditory effect or Frey effect. You can look it up. It's a patented torture mechanism, but it was really developed to communicate with soldiers on the field. But then the army, the military realized that it damaged their brain. The microwave pulsations caused damage to their brain, and decided not to use that tactic to communicate with the soldiers on the field, because it is done through the directed energy weapons as well. So I that's like my little introduction of this big thing. So if you want me to talk more about any of these things, I welcome your lead.
Well, one thing I'd like to ask you to perhaps address, and I'm sure Major Gary has some questions as well. There are two things. Number one, let's talk a little bit more before the break about, is there any escape from this if you know you're being targeted? And then think about the fact that I think our listeners would probably like to hear more detail after the break about what are the specific signs and symptoms that people might experience, some of the common ones that indicate they're being targeted. As you said, most people don't know that they're being targeted. But before the break, let's talk about, number one, why would so many of the targeted individuals be middle-aged women? And number two, is there any way to escape it?
Yeah, That's a great question, because one of the reasons Richard Lighthouse, who is one of the founders of Targeted Justice, he believes that it's, you know, in the Middle Ages, many women were persecuted. The Salem trials. It is one of the things that this program does is take away your money. If you have, you know, in my case, they wanted to embezzle my house from me. If you have a little savings, a little money, a property, we have many TIs whose property and assets have been completely, entirely wiped out, stolen. And you say, how can that be? Yes, it is. And it's the story of so many. Many middle-aged women also, many of us are single, either divorced or single. Women tend to be able to be alone more than men. And one of the things that this program banks on is that you don't have witnesses that can attest to what is happening to you. And so it can be denied as, you know, plausible deniability. Oh, she's crazy. Then there's another factor, which is women traditionally, and when you speak out, and when you are, you know, a warrior for your cause, many people, it's easy for people to dismiss you as crazy. However, they don't say the same to men about men. You know, a man that fights for a cause, he's a hero, he's courageous, but women tend to be dismissed as crazy. And I think it's all these factors were converged into the, you know, what we have identified as a pattern in terms of the kinds of people that are targeted, because the main rule in this program is plausible deniability. That is why they cannot touch you. They cannot physically attack you, because all the torture has to be with no touch. And the things that happen to you, for example, in my case, I would get 3 flat tires a year with screws and nails. But I thought it was normal. You know, I thought it was that people were reckless. That is not normal, but it's plausibly deniable, you see? And that is the key to the program, is that plausible deniability, which is no longer, because when you have Havana syndrome, here's the thing. The National Academies of Science and Engineering, Math and Engineering, have already said that the cause of Havana syndrome are microwave pulsations to the brain. So in the law, we call that res ipsa loquitur, which is the thing speaks by itself. If you have 300,000 Americans with symptoms similar to, you know, non-kinetic brain injury, then you know these people could have only obtained, gotten that condition because they have been microwaved. And that is what they weren't counting on. That is what the people that run this program weren't counting on.
Okay, that's very, very helpful. Now, what about the question before we go to break? Is there any escape from it?
Well, that's what we're fighting for. Targeted Justice, the reason we filed the lawsuit is because there's a very nefarious two little lists, a secret list within the terrorist screening database. Many of you talk about it, like the watch list. The short answer is no. Until we shut down these two illegal categories in the terrorist screening database that are handling codes 3 and 4, that you're never supposed to find out that you're in them, because they are the roster for this program. The people in handling codes 1 or 2 are the people that are in what is called as the watch list, who are people that have problems when they travel. However, people in handling codes 3 and 4 are not allowed to be told that they are on this list. And get a load of this. I have a sworn statement by Samuel Robinson, who is one of the deputies in the Terrorist Screening Center, saying that people are placed there under secret criteria. And I have another short statement under penalty of perjury saying that people are placed on the TSDB without reasonable suspicion, meaning that they do not represent a threat to national security. Those handling codes 3 and 4 are the categories that we are asking the court. Now I'm on my way to the Supreme Court, asking the court to eliminate because they are illegal and unconstitutional.
Well, how does someone find out if they are on that list?
Okay, I'll tell you how it happened to Richard Lighthouse, who he was lying on the floor with blood clots on his lung, in his lungs, and the sheriff came in and inadvertently told him, oh, the ambulance is out there, but we cannot let them in because we were told a terrorist lived here and we have to secure the premises. What happens is that Mr. Lighthouse lived there only with his 87-year-old mother. There was no terrorist there. That is how he connected the dots between the directed energy weapons attack and the targeting and the TSDB. From there on, you can do a Privacy Act request and the FBI will reply, we do not confirm or deny that you're on that list. They do not tell you because it's highly illegal and they're not going to admit to the commission of a crime. And that is why we are fighting tooth and nail. I'm on my way to the Supreme Court because the district court said that it was fantastical that our allegations, 180 pages of 125 pages of a complaint, highly detailed, that is grounded on audit reports of the terrorist screening center, on their own admissions, on statements under penalty of perjury, but because we included the fact that people, some, not all of the plaintiffs targeted, are victims of voiceless calls. The judge called it fantastical. And the Fifth Circuit also confirmed it, so I'm on my way to the Supreme Court. The short answer to you is no, there's no way to get out of it. However, there are many ways to protect yourself, and that's after your break. That's one of the things that I want to talk to you, to your audience about. Number one, how to figure out that you may be on this list, on this nefarious and illegal list. And number two, how to protect yourself, because if I had known what I know now, they would not have been able to do such a huge number on me.
Well, good point, and that sounds very helpful. So listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break, and you'll hear more from attorney Anna Toledo and our CBRN expert, U.S. military service member, Major Mike Gary, who has a 26-year military career and an expert in chemical, biological, radiation, and nuclear weapons. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Whistleblower Report and Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. And we have a lot of nutraceuticals, high quality, exclusive professional formulas manufactured in a good manufacturing practices certified facility in the United States that actually help repair damage from electromagnetic and ionizing radiation. And you can get our treatment guide for radiation injury and treatment on our website. So check out truthforhealth.org. We'll be right back after the break.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
True Bio D3, a available only at truthforhealthstore.com, contains vitamin D3, cholecalciferol, and convenient soft gels. Our vitamin D3 is the bioidentical form of vitamin D, synthesized in the body from cholesterol following activation by UV rays in sunlight. This form is excellent for maintaining healthy levels of vitamin D in the body. And mounting evidence suggests vitamin D not only plays an important role in maintaining bone health, but also in supporting immune, neurological, musculoskeletal, cellular, and cardiovascular health too. Get your bottle of True Bio D3 only at truthforhealthstore.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the Whistleblower Report, Seeking Justice for Havana Syndrome Victims and Targeted Individuals Suffering from Government Persecution of Those They Have Decided Need to Be Punished for Speaking Out or Seeking Actions to Hold Criminals Accountable, and a host of other reasons that might land you on the secret list maintained by the FBI and CIA under the bigger category of what's called the terrorist watch list. So, Anna, and let's see, Mike, Major Gary, would you like to comment on what you've heard so far? And maybe you have some questions for Anna to address in addition to the fact that we want her to tell us what are some signs of being targeted and what are some things that people can do about it.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Vliet. Appreciate it. Anna, I've read your Substack that you produced here on June 10th of 2024, and this is a very good Substack. It's going to take me a while to digest everything you're saying, but I find it incredibly interesting that what you were saying on the first half is they like to pick what they consider as weak targets. And then some of the other mechanics that you mentioned in this Substack was people who become TIs, targeted individuals, are sometimes people who recently denounced meth labs or drug labs next door, or people that have had a contentious divorce or a child custody battle. Maybe you can explain that just a little more, how that happens. But what you were saying about this terror screening database is truly scary stuff when we consider that the United States government at some level, you know, these levels beyond the president, are operating and picking us individuals, American people, as targets. It makes me think of January 6 people or anybody that was at the Capitol on that day. The military got rid of me trying to label me as a domestic extremist. I have concerns for my own family and life in this situation. And then, of course, parents at school board meetings and people at pro-life events have been targeted too. I don't know if in this way, but maybe you can explain those mechanics just a little more, how this actually transpires through some of these events like divorces and things.
Yes, thank you so much for that, because many people act from their heart and their gut doing what's correct. When I wrote my toast, I did so because I know there's a lot of people that have no clue that they are targeted. One of my favorite things as an advisory board member at Targeted Justice and volunteer that I am is that I read letters and I answer letters and emails. I have an 85-year-old lady, Mary, in Minnesota. She was targeted after she denounced in Chicago a meth lab and in her building. You know, we have so many stories of people denouncing a gang, a drug dealing a place, and they are placed on this list. This is a lady that should be retired. She lives in a retirement community. She gets gassed in her apartment. So, I have to emphasize that 75% of targeted individuals are in handling code 4. So their targeting is very slight, and they might not, like me, for 20 years, I didn't notice I was targeted. Then there's 22% of the people that are in handling code 3. Their targeting is really severe. Those are the ones that like have no choice but to admit, to recognize it. And the reason I didn't recognize this is because I was in Puerto Rico, and even though I was pretty well read, I never fathomed there would be something so heinous and atrocious as the United States government persecuting not only its own citizens, but we estimate, based on the El Haiti versus Cable discovery, I obtained it through the PACER system. We estimate there's six million targeted individuals around the world that are being tortured by the United States of America under this program in 60 countries. Now, some of the J6ers, while they were in jail, they started hearing Voice to Skull. I know this personally. Somebody told me personally. While they were in their solitary confinement, they were being tortured with Voice to Skull. And this is to take away their credibility, make them think they're going crazy. They're not going crazy. As a matter of fact, even people, deaf people that don't hear, they can get Voice to Skull because it is not an audio. It is not through the ear. Instead, it's a frequency beamed to the brain. Okay. I am absolutely certain that all that interest in putting classifying school board parents going to school board meetings, people going to January 6th as domestic terrorists. The reason is that the FBI wants its budget to bloom and continue growing, monitoring all these terrorists that are nothing but parents or people that are praying in Latin mass. Okay, that is the terrorism for the FBI and the danger. I have seen, for example, we have Lara Loomer has admitted she's targeted. There is James O'Keefe admitted that he was placed on the watch list when he travels. It's a big mess. All these people are being targeted for pursuing truth and fighting corruption. If you are on that team, it is very likely you're targeted, even if it's very slight. Now, one of the ways that any of you can tonight, as soon as this show is over, find out, first of all, 83% of targeted individuals self-report having artificial tinnitus. If you develop tinnitus in the past year or as soon as you started, the reason for it is that the tracking carried out through satellites on you, that you are being tracked 24/7 by Lockheed Martin GPS satellites and Boeing, that causes you to have artificial tinnitus. If you do have that, there's a means to verify that you are being microwaved, and it is that you cup your ears and in a very silent place, and after 30 to 45 seconds, you will hear microwave pops. The alternative to this is you can get a stethoscope and you can put it behind your ear on the top part or right behind your ear. And you will also hear right here where the glasses rest right on top of your ear and in the back, and somebody that you think it might be targeted. Those are distinctive, the microwave pulsations hitting your head. Okay. There's many physical, for example, you get all this heat in your body. And for women, they think they're menopausal. That's one of the other reasons. They think they're menopausal. No, you are being microwaved like a chicken. And that, because, you know, you tend to confuse one sign with the other. And that's one of the things. Another thing people can relate to, for example, particularly women, if you have your hair back, when you pull it down, you have your scalp is very sore, and it is because it was being microwaved. So when you move the hair, that scalp is very, very sore. Then you have, you can have excessive growth of a dental, for example, dental bone matter, because you can have, and this, you can find this in the Dr. Lambert Substack, that carbocaine, which is a dental anesthetic, is being, he discovered doing microscopy, that contains self-assembling microchips. And these chips produce a electromagnetic radiation that stimulates not only the bone growth, but also hair growth. For example, could be a sign that you have January 2024, the FDA entered into place a rule that allows review boards, internal review boards, is that the medical term, that they can carry out experimentation on people without obtaining their informed consent. This is a regulation by the FDA, and I think it's particularly being used on targeted individuals that are being secretly implanted with all sorts of medical devices. So symptoms, you know, symptoms that you can be a targeted individual, they, aside from the physical ones, which I urge people to read that column that you referred to, it's by no means a thorough, but I put more than 10 hours into making that list, because in hindsight, for example, one of the things they do to women is, and to men too, they get these honeypots. So it's people that date you, and it's only to make you suffer. That's one of the things they do. They destroy your property. You are missing things in your house. One of the things that, if I had known I was a targeted individual, well, I would have secured my windows and my doors. You think that your neighborhood is safe because there is no crime happening or being reported, but these people are experts at walking in and out. They move your furniture around. Sometimes they do want you to know that you are targeted. And so they steal not valuable things, but useful things that you need. And then when you replace them, they put them back, so to make you think you're going crazy. You have a lot of car malfunction, air conditioning malfunction, the heater in your house malfunction. It's things that make you have to spend a lot of money. Many TIs report pain in their kidneys, but when they go to the doctor, they don't have any problems with them. They you get treated really badly in places you go, like whether it be a government office or a doctor's office. They make you wait longer than usual, and you just think this is normal, you know, or that person had a bad day. But no, when you look back and you start, you know, identifying, oh, that was that. That's when you start connecting the dots. One of the things that I had was, for example, I had a fake gallbladder surgery, and it was to get implanted. I urge everybody to stay away from elective surgeries, injectables, and, you know, any kind of facelifts, any kind of surgery. If you are in this realm of being an activist and being a whistleblower, because you will very likely get implanted. Many people say, well, directed energy weapons don't need an implant for attacking you. And yeah, while that is true, here's the thing, that in order to target precise areas of your body, the implants facilitate the attack with directed energy weapons that normally require you to stay still for a period of like 3 minutes in order for it to do the three-dimensional a pattern on you and be able to target you. Let me see. Among the other things, there's if you start hearing voices after age 40, like I said, it's not psychosis, it's not schizophrenia. One of the most atrocious things that this program does is that it targets pets. These government criminals actually torture targeted individuals' pets and children. They are giving voices to children. And Dr. Lenbetter explained to me that children don't have the brain structure to have schizophrenia or psychosis, because it's not after the brain is entirely developed that they get the structures that are the ones that succumb to these illnesses. I believe that the medical profession, particularly psychiatrists and psychologists, have got to get up to speed with the technology and these patents, because many people are being deprived of their freedom illegally. First of all, because they're not crazy. And second of all, because they're not even granted due process or an opportunity to appear before a court and defend themselves against being illegally placed in a mental hospital. You can go through the list of little things they do. For example, all my clothes, my jeans would show up torn, and I'm like, I didn't tear these, you know. My shirts would be stained, and I'm like, and stains that wouldn't go away. I'm like, I didn't stain it. So these people, what they do is they just harm your things progressively, your appliances, your refrigerator, your washing machine, all of it. Everything fails, not at the same time, obviously, but little by little. And it's all to make you waste money and be impatient with life in general. Like, everything just goes wrong. They also do a lot of subliminal messaging. It is really important that people, you know, we don't have a firewall in our subconscious mind. So one of the things that Targeted Justice recommends is that, particularly prior to going to sleep, you program yourself and say, I will only react to constructive suggestions. I will ignore I will ignore anything from the criminals, you know. I say that to myself. And they have to be made on the positive, you know, like when you construct a sentence, you cannot say, I will not listen to bad messages, for example. You have to do it in a positive. I will only listen to constructive criticism, for example. Noise campaigns, that's a big one. I had a chipping hammer follow me for 6 months, and I just thought they were doing construction, but I didn't pay attention. The important thing here is paying attention, not being in La La Land, putting hasps inside your doors, putting locks inside your windows. Not one of the great things, you know, Wi-Fi cameras don't work. These people, they have all the technology to bypass them. You can have hunter cameras operated with batteries and no Wi-Fi. That's one of the things I recommend. You hide them somewhere in your house. Police sometimes, you know, the sad part of this is that the law enforcement that is supposed to be protecting you is in cahoots many times with the fusion centers that are the ones carrying out this torture. We're talking here Citizen Core and InfraGuard. InfraGuard does your hacking. To the people that, you know, you automatically, do you want to save this password? No, say no to that. Have your little notebook with your passwords, and each time enter it into a text file and copy it into wherever you're going online. Why? This is what they did to me. Since I had all my passwords saved, the day they decided to pull the rug from under me and change all my passwords, I still to this day, I have not been able to recover some of them. Okay. So if you change your phone number, make sure that in all of those accounts, you have changed it before or you have eliminated it, because they will lock you out of your accounts. One of the things that is really huge for targeted individuals when they decide to really pull the plug on you is if you have these charges that automatically renew themselves, like you have a subscription to this, a subscription to that, well, they will lock you out of the account so that you cannot, if you have no money, you cannot stop, or your money, your funds are being reduced. You cannot stop the billing. They lock you out and the billing continues. So, you know, in my case, I had Adobe, I had iTunes, I had, I don't know how many accounts I had automatically debiting to my account. And I barely had any money to live on or to buy food with. So And then iTunes locked me out of my account, so I couldn't go in and stop it. Just pay. What I have to say to people is what I didn't do. Pay attention to these things that seem to be normal, but they're not. Do you have any questions?
Well, I think that is a incredible introduction, and it's actually very alarming and very chilling that our government has turned against the American people to the extent that we have, that it has. And I really would encourage our listeners to go to targetedjustice.com and look at the more detailed descriptions. There are other videos and presentations by Attorney Toledo and Dr. Len Baer. And also, there are lists of symptoms and tactics. Symptoms you experience, tactics they use, and there are many useful resource guides. Major Gary, any comments? I think you know of someone in Maine who had a similar experience.
Well, yeah, we had a mass shooting back in October here in Maine. And the guy that committed the mass murder was hearing voices. He also had some hearing issues. He had a special set of hearing aids constructed for him not too long before the event transpired. And so there's a whole bunch of weirdness around this mass shooting. Well, Maine is an extremely pro-gun state. This guy was in the Army Reserve and he was a weapons instructor. So it's the perfect scenario to create gun laws. And it so far it has. It's created a 72-hour gun hold where you can't buy the firearm. You have to wait 72 hours to get cleared and then you can buy it. So they were successful in Maine at getting one gun law passed from this mass murder event that occurred. But again, it seems so strange. I think he was a targeted individual and he was talking about hearing voices and he seemed like somebody that was on the run. He couldn't get away from people. So then it led him to that, I guess. But this is extremely interesting stuff. Now that you've gone through this and spoke through it, I'm starting to think about so many other people and what they've said that possibly they are targeted individuals. And I think that veterans probably are a big group of targeted individuals, just hearing you.
Yes. In fact, if you read Veterans Today, they have, I think it was over a year and a half ago, they made, the editor wrote a column saying that, you know, it's out in the open. The targeted individual program is a reality and it targets a lot of veterans. And I'm so glad you brought up Robert Card because I'm going to tell you something. Robert Card was a targeted individual. He started hearing voices months before the murder. He was set up by the criminals that run this program to kill those people because he would hear his own friends telling him he was a pedophile and horrible things. And let me tell you something, they use a program called Adobe Vocal or one of its variations where they can take, for example, I know they take my voice and they beam it to the targeted individuals to say horrible things that I haven't said because they only need like one sample of 1 minute of my voice to invent whatever story they want to tell them. That's number one. Number two, Boston University carried out an autopsy of Mr. Card and the brain. And this, I really urge you to get the autopsy reports because Dr. Lambert tried to get them and he was blackballed. They didn't give them to him because I believe they prove he had Havana syndrome and it's non-kinetic brain injury. And it was not related to his job of shooting. And no, it is related to the microwave pulsations to the brain with his voice to skull. And recently this week, there was a news article saying that they are reporting on Robert Card. However, they do not touch with a 10-foot pole his mental health issues. So I believe Robert Card was a project to limit Second Amendment and to ban weapons and make him a poster child to ban weapons. And you know who should be banned? The people in the Space Force and the people in the CIA that not only did they set him up, but they knew because they read our thoughts 6 seconds before they happen. If you read my Substack of this week, I wrote about it, how they read not your thoughts, but your brain pulsations. So they knew what he was going to do. They were tracking him 24/7 with the Lockheed Martin. They knew exactly where he was, and they could have disabled him and stopped that massacre, and they let it happen because they want to restrict the Second Amendment. So I really urge you to look for that Boston University pathology report and reach out to Dr. Baer. I am absolutely certain he will collaborate with you and help you in evaluating it.
That is very, very significant information. And we will see what we can find. I've also invited Dr. Len Baer to be on our whistleblower report with some information he just posted in an email today. So perhaps you can encourage him to join us so that we can continue to expose what people need to know to help protect themselves and to start speaking up and demand our elected officials do something to stop this horrific illegal activity. And it's truly an evil assault on people's lives, their children, their livelihood, their pets, and our fundamental freedom. It's just staggering that we've come to this. Anna, we are grateful for your courage and your dedication in continuing this fight. And please keep in touch with us to update our Whistleblower Report audience when you have new information or anytime you'd like to come back on the show and let us know more of what you and Targeted Justice have been doing and finding out. Thank you both for being with us today. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Truth for Health Foundation Whistleblower Report. Thank you for joining us. Check out our website, truthforhealth.org. Sign up for our email newsletters and alerts. Join us. Donate if you can to support our work as we continue the fight for truth, hope, and solutions against the lies, deception, and attacks on us coming from our own government. God bless you all, and stay tuned for the next Whistleblower Report.